Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. I'm really glad you're tuning in today. I think you'll really enjoy it. My name is Todd. I'm one of the pastors. And yes, I want to answer a question in regards to our teaching time, our preaching subject last Sunday. It was 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 to 12, in which we really understood the vertical perspective when it comes to suffering and enduring. And of course, the core of that vertical perspective is the gospel. And that's what fuels us. That's the root of all of our endurance. It's the treasure and the motivation of all Christians. The question that came in regarding verse 12 is, why is there a difference in the translations of verse 12? And so there is a noticeable difference. You may have had a translation such as the NIV, the New American Standard Bible, the ESV, footnotes, and so forth, that they take verse 12, especially the phrase that says, he is able to guard what has been entrusted to me. That's the phrase from the CSB and the Holman Christian Standard Bible and other translations like the New King James. They use the phrase, he's able to guard what has been entrusted to me. Other translations say, he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him. And so there's a distinct difference. One speaks of a deposit that we make to God. The other speaks of a deposit that God has made to us. Or you could use the word entrustment, what we have entrusted to God or what God has entrusted to us. And so it's a distinct difference. It's a noticeable translation difference. And so the question is why, and I think implied in the question is which is the right one? Let me say that I don't know if we'll know for sure which is the right one. These are both trusted translations, ESV, New American Standard Bible, King James, NIV. Those are good translations, and they differ on this. Let me tell you why. Let me be a little scholarly with you for a moment, kind of give you some in-depth insight into why there's a difference. It begins after the word guard. So the text would read this. This is true for all translations. That I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded or convinced that he is able to guard. And then from that point forward, it's simply the word, my deposit. That's all it is. It's almost a euphemistic phrase. It's literal words, but it just simply says, my deposit. And then the rest of the verse says, until that day. So the question is then, whose deposit is it? Is Paul speaking of his deposit? Or is he speaking of God's deposit? You know, whose perspective does my deposit take? And there is good reasoning on both sides. Some think it refers to Paul's deposit to God. He entrusts his life, his ministry, his soul. And this fits the context because Paul is suffering, but he's confident that God will guard what he's given over to him. Some would say, no, it's referring to what God has entrusted to Paul. And in this view, the deposit is the gospel message and ministry. And this has contextual evidence as well, because the gospel is mentioned right there between verses 9 and 11. And if you go to verse 13 and 14, which we will do in this next Sunday, Paul tells Timothy to guard the gospel deposit. So is Paul actually saying, God gave me a gospel deposit, he gave you one, Timothy, and we have this responsibility to guard it, and we know that we can do that through God's power until the day in which Christ comes. Both have evidence in the text, both have contextual, we can use the word proof, and so it's really hard to know. I like the CSB, I like that translation, and so I think my deposit there probably refers to the gospel message deposited or entrusted to Paul. I think it, in my opinion, fits the context probably a little better. But man, I am not at all going to be definitive on this because I use the CSB currently and I like it. I'll land there. And when I preached it Sunday, spoke that view and hold to that. But be honest with you, I mean, it's a 51-49 deal right now, okay? So I don't think anyone would stand on that and argue that to their death for any reason at all. It is a difficult two words to understand, to know which one. Here's the good news. I don't think either one violates any doctrine at all. In fact, some scholars I've read are arguing that Paul may have intentionally used an ambiguous phrase in order to carry both ideas, that his confidence is in God, that God will keep him safe and guard him in the suffering while he guards what God gave to him. And this could be true, because if you recall, I think Paul did something similar back when he used the word spirit. I think it is in verses 6 and 7. I called it a coded word, or a word with like double meaning. I said it may have been a play on words. It may be that Paul is doing this twice in these opening verses. But the point is, no major doctrine is contradicted. There's nothing wrong with either one of these views. We may never know till heaven which one Paul had in mind, inspired by the Holy Spirit, of course. Both work. Take your pick. But I did want to answer the question, why is there a difference? It comes down to the two words, my deposit, and having to answer the question based on the context, whose deposit is it? Is it Paul's to God or God's to Paul? Take your pick. Have fun with that. Whatever you do, don't divide over that.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.